This is the news in brief from the United Nations. COVID-19 infections in Africa have surpassed 500,000, the World Health Organization, WHO, has announced, and there are concerns that a growing number of countries are seeing a sharp rise in infection. To date, the virus has claimed almost 12,000 lives on the continent, more than those who died in the world's worst Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which ended in 2016. Algeria, Egypt, Ghana, Nigeria, and South Africa account for about 71% of COVID-19 cases, while South Africa alone accounts for 43%. In a statement, WHO Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Mwete, said that more than a third of countries in Africa have seen infections double in the past month, increasing the threat of COVID-19 overwhelming fragile health systems. She called on countries to continue to strengthen key public health measures, such as testing, tracing contacts, and isolating cases in a bid to slow down the spread of the virus to a manageable level. Painful and traumatic so-called conversion therapy that's carried out on people to alter their sexual orientation or gender identity should be banned worldwide, a leading rights expert said on Wednesday. Speaking at the Human Rights Council in Geneva, independent expert Victor Madrigal-Bolos said that the practice existed in every corner of the world, even though it had no medical justification. He said that the victims, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and gender-diverse LGBT people, were often left with long-lasting psychological and physical damage. Globally, conversion or reparative therapy is likely happening in at least 68 countries, from Africa to Latin America, the Caribbean and Asia, the Human Rights Council heard. Such practices were driven by the misconception that LGBT persons are somehow inferior and that this must be remedied at any cost, Mr. Madrigal-Bolos said. Practices detailed by the expert in his latest report include exorcisms by churches or traditional healers in Mozambique and so-called corrective rapes, allegedly arranged by the families of lesbian women. In Ukraine, Mr. Madrigal-Bolos described meeting a gay 16-year-old who said his parents had sent him to a psychologist for treatment and to a priest to express repentance, while also ousting him from the family home. Dismantling such biases and prejudices requires concerted action from states, the medical community, civil society, and faith-based organizations, the independent expert maintained. Finally, women journalists face particular dangers while going about their work, which governments should do more to prevent, the UN Human Rights Council heard on Wednesday. In an appeal to member states, Dubravka Simonovic, special rapporteur on violence against women, said that action was needed now to combat an emerging fundamentalist discourse and a global backlash against women's rights. Since 1992, 96 women journalists have been killed while doing their jobs, the independent expert said, along with the threat of sexual assault and rape, to undermine their credibility and discourage them from working. Highlighting increasing online harassment, the rights expert cited a survey by a UK newspaper which showed that of the millions of comments left on its website, 8 of the 10 most abused writers were women. Daniel Johnson, UN News.